So taking a few moments to settle in, lying on your back, sitting in a chair, or perhaps taking the astronaut position in which you are also on your back, but your legs are draped over a chair to flatten the lower back. Allowing the eyes to close, if that's comfortable for you. Or taking a half open and receptive gaze. If lying down, the arms are resting alongside the body. The legs are extended and the feet are falling away from one another. If sitting on a chair, making sure that you're comfortable and that the feet are resting firmly on the floor or on a cushion. And now bringing the attention inward to the body lying or sitting. Checking in with the general state of the body. Noting whether there is relaxation or tension, pressure. Noting the points of contact on the surface that you are resting on. As you allow that surface to take on the work of holding you up. And then bringing the attention now to the physical sensations of breathing at the level of the abdomen. Paying attention to the rising of the abdomen on the in-breath and its deflation toward the spine on the out-breath. Breathing in and breathing out. And then on an exhale, letting go of this primary focus on the breath in the body. And on an in-breath, shifting the attention up to the top sides and back of the head and to any sensations that are making themselves known here. Remembering that a sensation may be tightness, pressure, throbbing, a sense of relaxation, whatever it is, bringing a kind of investigative curiosity to experience and sensations as they are showing in the head. And if a particular sensation captures attention, investigating it. Its parameters and depth. Its density. Really getting to know it. And then once you are finished investigating the sensation, waiting for another to arise and bringing the attention there as you are focusing in this moment on the sensorial experience, making itself known in the head. And then on an out-breath, moving the attention from this focus on the head and on an inhalation, bringing attention to the face now, from forehead to chin and ear to ear. And investigating any sensations that make themselves known in this part of the body. Perhaps there is an itch or tension. Or maybe there is no sensation at all. And if this is the case, getting curious about that. Sometimes it can be helpful to label parts of the body that we are investigating, and if this is useful, adopting it. So perhaps noting what is showing in the forehead, the eyebrows, the eyes at rest in the sockets, cheekbones, the nose, the jaw, the ears, and the chin, making sure to include the lips and the mouth. Whatever sensations are showing up in the face. Sometimes there is tension in the forehead or the jaw. There may be moisture or dryness in the mouth. Whatever sensations are calling for attention in this part of the body, getting to fully know them. As you are exploring the face. And on an out-breath now, shifting the attention from the face, and on an inhalation, establishing it in the neck and the throat, the front of the neck, sides and the back, and the throat itself. Noticing where the neck is in contact with the surface you are resting on, if it is, and where it is not. Noticing tightness, if there is tightness or constriction. And if a particular sensation is dominant, bringing the attention here, exploring it in its entirety, and then waiting for another to make itself known. Remembering that the attention will move into thinking or other sensations inside and outside the body. Knowing that this is perfectly normal and that these other aspects of experience are part of the meditative field, but not our primary focus in this moment. And so when we notice this movement of mind, we are returning our attention to our intended focus, which in this moment is the neck and the throat. And now, on an out-breath, releasing this primary attention to the neck and throat, and on an in-breath, placing the attention in the shoulders, the tops of the shoulders and the muscles here, the shoulder joints, and the fronts and backs of the shoulders. Perhaps there is awareness of clothing on the skin. Or awareness of the position of the shoulders in relation to the ears. Noticing symmetry or asymmetry of the shoulder position. And really attending to any sensations that make themselves known in this part of the body. Exploring deeply into the shoulder joints. And then on an out-breath, letting go of this focus on the shoulders. And on an in-breath, moving the attention all the way down to the left hand. Noticing the shape of the hand, back of the hand and the fingers, the thumb. And the fingernails, front of the left hand, the palm. Noticing whether the fingers are straight or curled. Whether there is tension or ease. Warmth or dryness. Coolness or moisture. And allowing the attention to include the wrist and the forearm, front and back. Position of the lower arm and wrist. And any sensations of pressure or tightness or clothing on the arm, if there is clothing. Including the elbow joint, the elbow crease, and the bones of the elbow, skin. And then allowing the attention to move into the upper arm, exploring here the bicep, the back of the arm, the tricep and the sides, as well as the armpit. And any sensations that are calling for attention and are standing out here. And then on an exhalation, letting go of the arm and the hand. And on an in-breath, moving the attention across the chest and down the right arm to the right hand, to the back of the hand and the fingers and the nails and the thumb and the front of the hand, palm. Noticing the position of the hand and its shape, how it's curled if it is. Noticing the qualities of sensations that make themselves known as you are exploring the right hand. And then bringing the attention to include the wrist joint, the forearm, front and back. Noticing pressure if there is pressure. Where the body is in contact with the arm, or perhaps the arm is resting on the surface you are lying on or sitting on. Noting any sensations that are standing out here. And then within this field of attention, including the elbow joint, the elbow crease, the upper arm, the armpit. Noticing the position of the upper arm and any sensations here. Remembering that if you get caught up in a train of thought or other sensations, remembering that waking up to this is as much a part of the practice as is focusing on the intended body part. And so we note that. gently returning the attention to the intended focus, which in this moment happens to be the upper arm. And then on an out-breath, letting the attention move from the arm around to the front of the body, to the torso, bringing attention to the chest. On an in-breath, noticing the rising and falling of the chest with each breath, and the sensations here perhaps there is awareness of your beating heart the movement of the ribs and the belly as the body breathes bringing attention to the sensations of clothing on the skin of the abdomen and the chest. Noticing if there is muscular tension or movement inside the torso. And then on an exhale, letting go of this attention to the front body. And on an in-breath, shifting the attention around the sides of the body to the back body, to the upper back, the mid-back, and the lower back. Focusing on the spine and the shoulder blades. Position of the spine and the shoulder blades. Noting where they are in contact with the surface you are resting on and where they are not. Noticing the movement of the back body as you breathe. And if a particular sensation in the back calls for attention, exploring it in its entirety, its shape and density, its size and depth. Whatever qualities are there, getting to know them, even if the sensations are unwanted. Really coming to fully know these sensations in the back. As we are developing this mindfulness of body, And now on an exhale, I'm releasing this focus on the back body. And on an in-breath, bringing attention to the pelvis. To the pelvic bowl. The hip joints. The sacrum. The triangular bone at the base of the spine. Pubic bone. And the organs of reproduction and elimination. And the buttocks. And any sensations that are arising in this part of the body. Knowing that the pelvis may be a source of challenging sensations for some. And if this is the case, as best you can, bringing a kind of curious stance to these, exploring them. And if a particular sensation is overwhelming, feeling free to bring attention back to the sensations of breathing at the belly for a moment or so. And then returning back to investigating the current focus of attention, which in this moment happens to be the pelvis. Moving the attention deeply into the hip joints. And investigating whatever sensations are showing up here. And then on an exhalation, moving the attention from the pelvis. And on an in-breath, bringing the attention all the way down into the left foot. The sole of the foot. The ball of the foot and the heel. The arch of the foot, position of the foot, bringing attention to the toes, each toe and in between, toenails, tops and bottoms of the toes. And the forefoot. Noting temperature. Moisture. If wearing socks, attending to the sensation of the sock on the skin. Tending to the bones of the foot and the ankle, the inside of the ankle, the outside, and any sensations here, shin and the calf, the position of the lower leg. Noting pressure if there is pressure, and an absence of sensation if that is what is present. And bringing the attention to the knee, to the kneecap, and the back of the knee. Tending to this complex joint. In the front of the thigh, and the sides, and the back, and the large muscles here, and any sensations that are standing out in this part of the body, and exploring these, and the position of the entire leg. And then on an exhale, moving the attention from the left leg and foot. And on the inhalation, moving across the pelvis and all the way down the right leg to the right foot. To the bottom of the right foot and the toes, pads of the toes. The ball of the foot. The arch, sole of the foot and the heel, tops of the toes and the toenails and the forefoot, and any sensations that are arriving and passing on the right foot. Including the ankle joint and the bones here. Sensations of a sock upon the skin, if that is present. And the shin and the calf. And pressure or ease. Clothing. The back of the knee and the kneecap, examining the knee joint. And the back of the thigh, the front of the thigh and the sides, allowing the attention to include the entire leg now, including these large muscles of the thigh. And any sensations that are dominant here. When the attention moves elsewhere into drifting or planning or the past, noting that and returning to, in this case, investigating the right leg and thigh. And now on an out-breath, moving the attention from this exploration. And on an in-breath, bringing it all the way down to the soles of both feet. And any sensations here, and scanning up the back of the body, attending to what is present. The soles of the feet and the heels, up the backs of the ankles and the calves. Backs of the knees and thighs, genitals and the buttocks. The backs of the hands and the arms to the shoulders. And the back body. Buttocks, the sacrum, and the entire back, including the shoulder blades, the shoulders, the back of the neck and head. And then shifting the attention all the way down the front body, down the forehead and the face, the mouth and throat and the neck, the shoulders, chest. Fronts of the shoulders and the arms, neck and throat and the front body, front of the pelvis, including the hands and the hips, the legs, including the thighs and the knees, shins, ankles, and the tops of the feet. Bringing attention now to the entire body and any and all sensations as they arise and persist and pass. Taking in this entirety of body. And then bringing the attention now back to the physical sensations of breathing at the abdomen, to the rising and falling of the belly with each in-breath and out-breath, and resting here. And then allowing the attention to include hearing. Opening the ears to sound. And if the eyes have been closed, opening them to take in the room. Aware of body, aware of breath, aware of sound, and aware of sight. As the sound of the bell transitions us out of this formal practice, into our next moments.